Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your always with us. We thank you for your love us. We thank you because we are constantly on your mind. We thank you, Father, for the good plans that you have for us. We thank you for the wonderful things that you do for us. We thank you, Father, for you load us with benefits every day. We thank you, Father, for you're our healer. You're the sustainer. You're the provider. You are everything that we ever wanted to be or to have. We look unto you, Father. We look unto you. You are our everything. You are our all in all. In you we put our hope, and in you we trust. We glorify you, Father, in eternity. We glorify you, Father, in this place. You speak to us in the name of Jesus. You encourage us. You let us know that there is a brighter day coming, that with you we cannot fail. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Thank you for coming to today, Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, like you've had, we shall not have a service. You haven't had that. But you know that we shall not have a Christmas service. Amen. Tomorrow, 25th. Hallelujah. In my opinion, unless God has told you, but it just didn't make sense. You know, to make people come today and tomorrow. You understand? Yeah. Unless God has told you, However, it just didn't make sense. Hallelujah. It doesn't make what? Yes, let people what? Be wherever they want to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Especially since, you know, most of you use money to come to church, isn't it? Very few of you stay around here, you know. None of you stays in Nobu, that you walk up the steps to church. You see, So those things, if God hasn't told you, don't make people burdened financially. Hallelujah. So God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a young man, there's a pastor who's my friend, and I know a young man in that church, you know. So this young man sends me a text in the week telling me that his pastor, who's my friend, says we shouldn't celebrate Christmas. You know, And the young man is asking for my opinion. I didn't respond to what? To that text. And I realized again, anyway, no wonder he's a young man. You understand? You don't send pastor, like especially if they're friends, you don't send them such what? Questions. The guy is my friend, then this guy is asking me now, Pastor, I didn't believe now, what's your opinion? You understand? Hallelujah. So I didn't what? Respond. So I think the guy maybe thinks I lost my phone. After I read the what? The message. Because it shows those blue things. So I think he thinks the moment after I read them, then what? My phone got lost. Glory be to God. Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, Jesus wasn't born on what? In December, on 25th. You know that. However, this day, we use it to celebrate, to remember his coming to the earth. You understand? There is no single day which belongs to the devil. The devil has never created days. If days were what? Created. You understand? All days, what? You know, everything is for God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we can't... So, some people say that this day is evil, but I don't agree with them. Okay? Your 25th must have had its own things, evil stuff. You understand? However, every day is God's day. Hallelujah. And we can't just leave it for the devil to have a field day. You understand? Yeah, so the truth of the matter is he wasn't born in December on 25th. Amen. However, we remember his coming to the earth to save us. Amen. To die what? For us. Glory be to God. So maybe if that pastor was here, would say that now, yeah, let us remember him every day. Why 20, you know, Again, you cannot express things, you know, but really, just doesn't. Amen? Hallelujah. And as I thought about it, I was like, Anyway, so for a pastor to take that stand it's what? It's, it's not good. It's not what? It's not good. Hallelujah. The coming of the Lord, all the plans for his coming. Let's open Genesis chapter 3, 15. Meanwhile, when was your wedding? 24th when? Last year. Actually, learn how to answer questions. Hallelujah. Can I say, Yeah. These guys, this is their wedding anniversary. Glory be to God. 1 year of what? Of marriage. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. 1 year, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I won't add on to that. But glory be to God. Then Denise and Paul, where are they? Denise, why don't you come and sit here? No, people have never seen you together. Okay, people wondered why, you understand? Come and sit here, come. You know, I don't know why people have to. Like, especially now that they are who married. How many of you ever saw them? Never. Were you hiding what? You know? Honestly, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't know. But this month, is it? Yeah, this month. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So good, Damba is next. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory, glory. So Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, this is after the fall of man, eaten of the fruit that he shouldn't have eaten. And then God speaks to the serpent, the devil, in verse 15, Genesis 3. He says, "And I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his what? His heel." Another translation says that he shall crush your head. Okay? Jesus will crush the devil, basically a fatal what? Blow, okay? And you, the devil, will just bruise his heel. Amen? Then in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." Glory be to God. When the fullness of the time had come, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 was fulfilled. Glory be to God. When the fullness of what? Of time had come. Hallelujah. The fullness of time. Hallelujah. It took like 4,000 years, Why it took 4,000 years? I mean, there could be many answers, if not just one. However, for me, I don't know. But I know in the fullness of what? Of time, you know, the promise was fulfilled. Glory be to God. Now, in our lives also, we have promises. You know, God has what? Given us. But some promises, whatever you do, hallelujah. And the earlier you will learn this, the better. Amen? Whatever you do, amen, they will not come to what? To pass. Until the fullness of time. Glory be to God. It's a truth, man. Hallelujah. It's a what? It's a truth. Whatever you do. Hallelujah. Now that should, yeah, to some that sounds, man, very discouraging. To some, it's a relief. You're like, at least now I can what? I can rest, man, and stop pushing things. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But when the fullness of the time had come, okay, I was listening to Andrew Womack, and he was saying that that phrase, the fullness of time, it also means the appropriate time. Hallelujah. There are things which God in his authority has put a date to them. Hallelujah. And for some reason, he's not going to tell you that date. Hallelujah. He can tell you, okay? But I got saved in 1998, okay? And I haven't had so many dreams from people I had, or received a dream or something like that. You know, I myself, where God attaches a date to something. He attaches years, you know, like a year. In the year 19, what, I'll do this, you understand? But for most of them, and I guess even from your own experience, okay, he hasn't what? He doesn't what? He just tells you what he's going to do. Amen? And for some of, usually when he says, when he gives a promise, amen? Man, there's a way he makes it look like, man, tomorrow. I guess it's because with God, time is irrelevant. Time is not an issue. You know, God exists out of time. You understand? God doesn't live in time. He exists out of time. Was also created. You understand? So to God, time, you know, that's why he says that a day is like 1,000 years. Now for you wait for 10 years, you think, man, God is like, that's less than a day. That's less than a day. That is 2.4 hours, is it? No. Anyway, whatever it is, or 0.24 hours. You understand? 10 years, 0.24 hours. Is that right? Anyway, whatever it is, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the fullness of the time. Then the promise was what? Fulfilled. Hallelujah. This man should cause you to what? To relax. Glory be to God. To do what? Relax. To relax. But not to tune off God and then you do your own things. Especially since you don't know the time. You understand? In fact, now I think this verse makes things worse. Because now you don't know the time, now you have to, you understand? Now you really have to be in tune with him. It makes things worse. Or better, actually. Okay? Depending on the nature of your head, your mind. You know, but for those who want to walk with God, this is good. Because since you don't know the time, you had better walk with him closely so that man you don't miss this season, eh? For something. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yesterday morning, I had a dream which this guy has refused to interpret. I mean, like he always does to my dreams, just ignore us. But you should change your WhatsApp, that thing, privacy, eh? Those boutiques, what? Because for me, I can see that you've read my word. And you're pretending that you're busy. Hallelujah. His phone got lost after that. How many phones has he lost? This year, there could be like 50 phones. Hallelujah. So I had a dream. And again, the question is, was it carnal or spiritual? Amen? Hallelujah. So, I'm going to share it and then we shall. You know, today is, we're in the festival season, so there's no reason of alarming people with mob scriptures, you understand? God just wants you to know that he gave you a promise and in the fullness of time. So this Christmas, relax, be happy, you understand? Don't try to make things happen. Don't be stressed over his promises. Glory be to God. Don't be stressed. You were sleeping. You were on your own things. Then God came and spoke to you. So leave him. It is his responsibility to bring to pass what he was. What he promised. Eh? Hallelujah. You understand? So relax this Christmas. Go to Serena, wherever. There's some people I know are going to some place where a plate of food is 150,000. But you understand, eh? Be happy this Christmas. You understand, eh? Hallelujah. You've read Angels on Assignment. Yes. Hey, there's somewhere where the angel told Roland Barthes, eh, that leave God's business alone. You understand? Leave what? He said the issues to do with the fulfillment of his promises are his business. Glory be to God. So this Christmas, leave, you understand? Eh? You know, just be happy. Just, you know what I mean? Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? You know, Sam, eh? You know, and Maureen. By the way, you guys are supposed to send me a Christmas card at least. Really? Maureen, your father, what? Or you can give me the equivalent, eh? Christmas cards are how much? Like 3K, eh? Yeah, that is the equivalent, same man. This is, eh? Yeah? Daddy, this is what? You are? Man, I remember senior four, Cantab. You ever think of success cards? Success cards. Man, guys, eh? You know, saying success card to Gizana, Magong, you understand? Then some guys escaped from school to go to Aristoc, you know this Aristoc, eh? To buy serious, expensive cards, eh? Big ones, and then there's some music, you understand? And very expensive, you know, to send to someone. Man, eh? Okay? And now the whole issue was competition of who has received more. And not just who has received more. I mean, you can receive more from your brothers, your sisters, your grandmother, you understand? Eh? Villagers, you know? I mean, that didn't count. But how many have you received from chicks? You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Now, in Senior 6, there's a guy, man. Eh? Because again, you know, there's that thing of who has received more cards. Eh? So in Senior 6, there's this guy. So, and you know, guy would pin them up, eh? You know. Eh? So in Senior 6, some guy, I looked at his cards. So this guy, now he's in the World Bank. Very rich guy. And so, not World Bank, and some accountant, those things, funny thing. So I looked at his cards, Then I was like, no, these cards are for 3 years ago. You know, eh? As in senior four, eh? So I went to him, I was like, man, these cards. Then he said, don't tell anyone. Don't, as in, man, please, eh? Hey. You see, get, you know, get unleashed, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But where were we? Cards. So anyway, baby, relax. Eh? Yes, this dream, you're not escaping. So anyway, the whole issue is where was it from? Eh? Okay. Volunteers, before I share it. But I'm not going to say the names of some two individuals who are in it. Eh? Hallelujah. So, volunteers. This man, we have never had him say anything in this church. Hallelujah. Who else wants to volunteer? Lillian, you want to? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, you come. And you're in Buddha with this guy. I heard. So you should be what? He should be shy. Eh? Okay, come now. Yes, so I had a dream. In this dream, do I remember it? Let me read it here. Glory to God. So I was seated somewhere on a bench, somewhere, with a certain couple. Eh? These are prominent people, well-known, reputable guys, wonderful people, this couple, wonderful, okay? Those were serious, you know, when you hear those names, man, you're like, wow, you know, they're highly respected, So this couple, yeah, I was seated somewhere with them, okay, with the husband and wife, and they had children. Their children were Joan and Sam's kids, Kwezi. And Nkwanze, those were their, you know, this couple's what? Kids, eh? Okay? Okay. Now then, Joseph Umpora comes and teases the husband. He tells him that you must be an Arsenal fan since you look sad. Okay? And Joseph turned out to be right, that the guy is an Arsenal fan. Okay? Now, in the dream, I had also had a dream. Yeah? You know those things? A dream in a dream. Okay? And in that dream, that couple, they were supposed to be members of LAT. Okay? And now that couple had also dreamt, when they had also dreamt when they were looking for a certain Captain Agaba. Eh? Looking for him and to be with him. Captain who? Agaba. Then Dennis Mujimba said that couple had, they were members of a certain church, but they were tired of the fruit they were bearing. That's why now they were what? Coming to LAT. You've heard it, eh? Okay, now interpretation. Hey, first of all, where is it from? Okay, where do you think it's from? From God, from just my head, from the devil?
I think it's a dream from God. And that couple you are sitting with is probably not spiritually benefiting anymore from the church they're in. I can relate that to, with all due respect to Arsenal fans, I can relate that to Arsenal, the team, where some people are stuck to supporting it, but they can clearly see it's not going anywhere. And back to the dream, God is trying to show the couple that they should try out spiritually fruitful churches like LAT.
Okay. You're clapping like it's the right interpretation. Huh? George, you're there making noise, but...
Like conquer.
Okay. So, how many think it was from my head? What about Captain Agaba?
I've still failed to link.
Okay. Captain Agaba. Is there a captain in this place? Maybe they're there, but are they Agabas? Peter, you're a captain? Amen. You're excited about
it. You are the pastor of LAT. Now, Agaba means giver. Now, since you are the senior pastor of LAT, you are the senior like giver here. So you are looking for a captain.
Okay. Agaba means a giver. Now, that dream, I believe it was from God. Now, I was impressed that you quote the bit of Arsenal. You know, Actually, it's my wife who first picked it up at home, yesterday. Arsenal, because they're not bearing fruit, just like Arsenal is not bearing. You understand, So do you see how that dream looks to be just, like a movie at night, you've like very funny things, You know, yet actually, good is coming, Then that bit of Agaba. Yet the whole thing, man, was why? Agaba, a giver. Okay? And to me, that was exciting. For me to be called Agaba, man. That means, man, have a CV in heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? So that dream, man, you can see how it looked very well. I said, no, then this, what some guys were. I shared it with some guy, him. And the whole thing of I said, no, first, he sent me, says, today, those were yours. As in, amen? Then I met him in the days we watched the football. I was like, now, this thing, chuchu. He's like, ah, man, Nakiriza. Hallelujah. Amen? It's amazing, And then, one of the things I guess which was like, this is from what? From your head or whatever, is now this couple. This couple, man. Being in it, this car, small, unknown, what? Church. You're like, but it is not my 70s. You understand? Hey. But just some wonderful, what? A couple, good couple. I could give you a clue and you'd all know. Okay? Amen? But it doesn't matter, amen? So you see, Now, so when you, how did I get into this dream? I'm trying to what? The festive season, festive season. Hallelujah. And the phone, but the phone, now, that dream, now, I can't put a date to it because I wasn't given a date. Hallelujah. But I wish it was today, tomorrow, However, for some reason, God felt he should tell me that. Why, why tell a guy that? And, I don't know. Why tell me that? But some reason, I think God was like, God said, you're my friend. Let me give you this info. But I don't think I'm at that level yet of being a friend of God. I'm not there. I know it. Amen? And most of you are also not there. Hallelujah. I'm not the only one. I'm not the one. Remember those levels. When you get born again, you become a convert. After that, you become a disciple. And very few people actually become disciples. But 30 years born again, making noise all over the place. Amen. Making noise, but they're not even disciples. Just noisemakers. Who are going to what? Heaven. Then after the disciple, you become a servant. All right? After a servant, then you become a friend. after a friend, then you become a son. You understand? Of course, you're a child of God. Eh? But we're talking about a mature son where God now, you know, can, they, you know, eh? That's, you know, a fully, you know, eh? Very few people, you know, eh? And so I'm not God's friend yet. I'm not at that level yet. Eh? So he just gave me info, maybe because I don't know any of him, but he told me. Now, when will that dream be fulfilled? I don't know. Glory be to God. Amen? There's so many things God has said about LAT. You know, eh? And you're like, man, we must be a serious church in heaven. Now, just now, this couple, the way I know them, eh? And some of you know them. It's a serious couple, very spiritual, very wonderful, eh? You know, eh? In the things of God, the natural things, with spiritual things, eh? Okay? And then, somehow God, like, said, now these guys, they should be in LAT. Now, eh? Like I was telling him, man, we must be a very serious church in heaven. You understand? We must be too serious. Hallelujah. Amen? There's so many dreams, great things God has said about likeality. Okay? However, no time and he's like, just, you know, just continue doing your stuff. You understand? Okay? But in the fullness of what? Of time. There's a dream where God recently attached a year to it. Something in LAT. Okay, where he attached a year to it. Hallelujah. And again, I don't ever want to think about it. In the meantime, I just continue doing my things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So relax. God will fulfill his promises. The word he gave you, he will fulfill it. You know, do not be anxious about anything. Hallelujah. Okay? There are things, of course, where we can miss the season, we can be, or other human beings might not cooperate with God to bring them to what? To pass. I know that. But there are other things where God, in his, wherever he is, he has put a date, a year, and he's like, whatever you do, you can't arm twist me, you cannot. Glory be to God. And, you know, between the time when the promise was given and the fulfillment, just give thanks. Amen? Just give thanks and continue working with him. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Captain who? Agava. Glory be to God. Hey, this is wonderful. Eh? This is very, very wonderful. We have a CV in heaven. Agava. Yeah. That is, yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 12, it talks about being a prisoner of hope. Being a what? A prisoner of hope. Amen? Until the fullness of time comes, all you're supposed to do is be a prisoner of hope. Hallelujah. A prisoner of hope. Never giving up because God is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen? A prisoner of what? Of hope. Psalms 31, verse 14 to 15 says, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand." Glory be to God. "But as for me, I trust in you. I say, you are my God." Then he adds, verse 15 says, "My times are in your hand." Glory be to God. Relax. Glory be to God. Okay? Your times, determines for the fulfillment of anything. Eh? Okay? They are in God's hands. Hallelujah. All you need to do is to trust him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell people that there is a certain school that you can't escape in this thing called walking with God. Everyone has to go through that school. And in that school, there is primary level. There is secondary level. There is university level. You know, eh? Like in a sense, you can never like completely graduate out of that school. It is a school where you get to know God as a faithful God. Hallelujah. That school, people enroll, then they jump out. You know, but somehow you have to be pushed in back. You get out, it's like you have no choice. Hopefully, you get to die. You get to go to heaven when you did all the courses. But some people are going to heaven when they have never even completed primary. They have never gotten a certificate, a PLE, what? A paper. You would jump out, things get tied, then they try to do their own things to make the promise come to. You understand, eh? Then they opt out when things are tight, you know, eh? Hallelujah. I mean, just stay in there. Glory be to God. And when you finish P7, okay, you will get a breather for I don't know how many months. Vacation, you understand? Then you have to go to what? Secondary. You understand? Eh? But it's an exciting school. It's a wonderful school. Hallelujah. Amen? It's a wonderful school. Eh? You get to a level where when you're not in that school, when you are in VAC, you feel, man, you know, now when am I going back to school? Hallelujah. But while you are in school, you are like, man, vacation is jadi. You know, but when the VAC comes and 2 weeks of VAC, you're like, now, man, God, give me another course. You understand? Amen? But you cannot escape what? That school. Where you will know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. And you become his ambassador. Going all over the place telling people that God can be trusted. He's faithful. He's a covenant keeper. Hallelujah. Amen. In the fullness of time, Jesus came, okay, and Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 was fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36 and 37 says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and who is coming will come and will not tarry." Okay? You have need of what? Of endurance. So that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not what? Well, God is interesting. For yet a while, a little while. From the time this scripture was written, a little while, you know, it is coming to 2000 years. This scripture, of course, was written before 100 AD, you know. And he says, a little while he's coming. A little what? A little while.
Eh? And he who's coming will come and he will not what? Tarry means what? Huh? Some like delay. He will not delay. He's coming in a little while and he will not what? Delay. Hmm? It's close to what? 2,000 years. And according to him, he hasn't tarried. He hasn't what? He hasn't tarried. Now for you. Hmm? Pastor Moses, really, it's just 3 years. Three. Hmm? He will not what? He will not tarry. Okay? For yet a little while. A little what? While and he who's coming will come. 2,000 years. Hmm? For you, how many years? 7 years. You've been what? You got the dream, the vision 7 years ago. Now, I mean, you compare with the guy who has waited for 2,000 years. Hmm? Hallelujah. But Pastor Moses, you should start to preach things which build faith. Amen? Things which what? You're not building faith in us. Glory be to God. What does Hebrews 6? Hebrews chapter 6. Open it. 6 verse 11. Right? 6 verse 11 to 12. It talks about how with faith and patience, okay, we receive the promises. Okay? He says, and we desire that each one of you should show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the what? The promises. Faith and patience. Hallelujah. Faith and patience go together. Hallelujah. Okay? So right now, I'm doing both. Okay? Building your faith. Okay? But especially today, your patience. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you will receive, you will inherit the promises. Hmm? In the fullness of what? Hallelujah. I'm not saying that all things have it. There's some things where it is just, what? Human beings, we just mess up things and you understand. But there are some other things where, you know, it is God. Glory be to God. Where it is God, man, who is like, whatever you do, you can, you know, you can try to manipulate me with why, you know, but it ain't happening. Amen? Glory be to God. Hmm? In the fullness of what? In the fullness of time. Okay? Okay? But before then, walk with him. Alright? Don't run ahead of him. God has told you I'm going to give you 100 houses in Nauguru. You know, eh? Then you start to run ahead of God. Hmm? So what do you do? You go and get what? Loans so that you can do the 100 houses. Don't run ahead of God. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. But also don't walk behind God. Walk with him. Glory be to God. Psalms 32 verse 9. Psalms 32 verse 9 says, it says what? Do not be like the horse or like the mule. Amen? A horse runs ahead, you understand? You know, a mule is so slow. Don't be either of them. Keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Walk with God. Don't run ahead of him, you know, to make things happen. If you make things happen, those things are not to God. They are just your own things, and you always struggle. There will be a pain, a thorn. Things which you have decided to run ahead of God, no be ekolera, eh? You know, they always be a thorn, man. Hallelujah. Abraham tried it, man. We decided to run ahead of God. Abraham and his wife, Sarah. Okay? Then they gave birth to who? Ishmael. And man, to this day, you know, a pain, a thorn. Hallelujah. But God says, I will bless him, Ishmael also, because he's your son. But the blessed one is also what? A pain. Okay? So you do the 100 houses in Nauru, God blesses it, then you start getting income from whites, eh? You know? Each house, $10,000 every month, you understand? Eh? As you pay loan, as you go to eat food of 150K, you know? Eh? So you're happy, what? Eh? But man, they are paying for you, you know? Eh? You know? Eh? All the time the bank is harassing you, you know? Eh? Case already on your case, man. Eh? Mr. Msinguzi, why? Are you talking to Mr. Msinguzi? Now, I haven't, whatever, for 5 days. Now, you know those things. You know, pain. In addition to other things that will come up. You're supposed to be somewhere with your kids, but now the house, they told you it has caught fire. You understand? So now you have to get fire brigade. Like, instead of being somewhere on a chiller, you understand? Now, cases is on your case, at over which taxes, over for the land. Glory be to God. Then now you discover that the builders did some supernatural in the house. Glory be to God. You know, all the tenants who go there did something. Now, guys who enter the house, things alarm them at night, then they call you. You're never getting rest, man. Enyumba zifu senyumba. I'm telling you. They have done what? Ziku itewansinwa. Hallelujah. So don't do what? Don't be like a horse. And also don't be like a what? A mule. Okay? Be in sync, you understand? Walk with God. Hallelujah. In the fullness of what? Of time. Hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I have to apologize. I know these things are what? Yeah, but that's how what God designed his things. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how he did what? Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 15, from verse 13 to 16, God talking to Abraham, he told him, then he said, know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs and will serve them and they will afflict them. How many years? 400 years. And also the nation whom they will serve, I will afterward judge. Okay? And then they will come out with what? Great possessions. God say 400 years. And there's nothing they could do about that. 400, okay? You do all that you want to do to make the thing come to pass in 3 years. You just produce thorns for nothing. Instead of just chilling, you chill, die, then let your kids handle the promise. Those are theirs. You guys have left you. Those are yours. Hallelujah. Now you are the father. Instead of having gone in peace, now you what? You go in pain. Instead of in your will, one of the things you put in your will is that you guys, that promise, man, you take over. It's not easy, but those are yours. In your will. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Live a life, the Bible says, full of days, you understand? And then go in peace. Don't touch other things which your kids are also supposed to what? To learn. You understand? That school of faithfulness. Amen? You know, let them also do their bit. Glory be to God. So 400 years, Abraham, you're not making this happen. Amen? Isaac ain't making it happen. Jacob, nothing. Okay? 400 what years, and it's not changing. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. This promise was fulfilled. Hallelujah. Was it 400 or 430 years later? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. This is Jesus and the disciples before he goes to heaven. He goes back to heaven. It says in verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his what? His own authority. For Abraham, at least he knew, 400 years. In his will, he writes, I have done 50, so you guys do the 350. You understand? At least for him, somehow, you know. But for something, God says what? It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own what? Authority. Rest. But the kingdom will be restored. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Don't what? Don't worry. My kids have begun this thing. They ask you a question, then you, they ask you for something, and then you say, no. Then they ask, why? And I'm like, who told them that they have to have for anything? And there are some of you who think that kids always have to be what? Given a reason for stuff. There's nowhere in the Bible it says that. So because they are young and you're like, they can't understand the explanation, like if I decide to explain them, to tell them why I don't have to give them a reason for anything, they can't understand that. So I just tell them, don't worry. You know, and somehow that, you know, puts an end to the day. Don't worry, as in don't worry. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This school, hallelujah. Psalm 130, verse 5. It says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I do what? I do hope. Just wait for the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Okay? And hope in his word. Because he's faithful. He's what? Hallelujah. Amen. Wait on him. Walk with him. Don't run ahead of him. Don't do what? Hallelujah. One of the reasons that marriages break up, of course, there's so many, but one of the reasons is people, like these things of courting, like choosing who to marry. One of the reasons is people run ahead of God. They what? They run ahead of God. They run ahead of God, so they what? Marry the wrong what? You know, And those marriages, they all don't, it's not that they all what? Break up, you know, fail. But there are some which fail, and it is just for that reason. Just for that reason. You understand? So, if it is just for that reason, and that is the whole reason why they are what? Failing. Who do you think you are? But again, somehow God rarely, well, for me at least, maybe for you, what? Prophets, yeah? For you, he tells you. But rarely, I think, does he tell people that this one is failing because it was a wrong, you know? Rarely does he what? Tell people that. Okay? But in case he tells you, in case he tells you, who do you think you are that you're going to keep this thing? What? Good as it is, it is failing because this guy, you understand? Not for you think you can. You understand? Good as they told you that they're supposed to be together. That's why they have messed each other up, you know? Hallelujah. Amen? So this thing running ahead of God, man, how very dangerous. Hallelujah. I can tell you for the truth, in my life, I haven't achieved a lot of things. You know, I'm not a big achiever. How do they call them? How do they call people who achieve stuff, you know? Achiever. That's the word. But also, other times, it's called an adjective. Anyway, whatever word, great achiever, you know, those things. I am not. I haven't achieved much. Even the things which I have achieved, they are not worth, you know, like no one can write about it in the papers. Glory be to God. I am not newspaper material, you know. Hallelujah. But one of the things is, from the moment when I got born again in 1998, one of the things, and somehow I fell in love with God, and I always wanted to only do what God wants me to do. You understand? So for that simple reason, I'm not, no, they call them high achiever. I'm not a high what? However, in heaven, the CV is different. I am a high what? Glory be to you. I haven't done my own things, and what the little I've done in heaven is a wow, Captain Agaba, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why I have very few things which bother me. As in very few concerns. This guy, Kenneth Hagin, had a mother. Of course, every human being, right? Has a mother. And Hagin used to say that his mother was a warrior champion. The mother was a world champion warrior. Kenneth Hagin's mom. Now here you are, the mother, world champion what? Warrior. The son is just in faith. God said it. It's done, you know. No worry at all. Now, do you see how those two personalities can clash? Because one looks irresponsible. Totally serious. People are dying. You're just there, what, you know? Call people. Tell them someone is what? Do something. Irresponsible, what? Because generally, human nature, when it failed, it got into what? The worry zone. So now, human nature wants everyone to be with them. You should show that you're worried. You should show you're worried. Don't just be there, just. Glory be to God. But what if I know the times, and I'm like, that one, 400 years. For you who don't know, you do your things. For me, I'm going to watch football. You understand? What if for me I know? Glory be to God. Now, you want me to be unhappy because you're unhappy, really. Yet for me, I have inside info. Is that fair? It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not. Glory be to God. Amen? In the fullness of what? Of time, so relax. Do what? Relax as you're walking with God. Don't run ahead of him. Okay? And don't linger at the back. You understand? Hallelujah. And God is what? He's faithful. Amen? One day, that promise will come to pass. One day, it will come to pass. Okay? At the appointed time. There are some which don't have appointed time. Where you just have to do what you need to do and then go. You know, if you don't do your part, then it will what? You delay the stuff. But there are those where it is not that. It is you've done the best you know how, and God is like, yeah, just continue. You know, just chill with me, you know. And, you know, your times are in my hands. Glory be to God. Amen. But one day, those promises will come to pass. And then, do you know what, you know, like in Psalm 102 verse 13, it says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. Hallelujah. There is a time to favor her. There is a set time for that. Glory be to God. Amen. And that time will come for you. I don't know whether it is today, whether it is tomorrow. I don't want to give you false what? Hallelujah. Since you're walking with God, you ask him whether it is today or tomorrow. Amen. But that time will come. You understand? And when it comes, you will say like Solomon in Ecclesiastes 3:11, you know, where he says that what? He says, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, it says, what does it say? He says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Glory be to God. Amen. He has made everything what? Beautiful. In what? Hallelujah. Everything beautiful. Glory be to God. In its time. If something is done out of its time, you wonder whether it will be beautiful. It will just be thorns. Glory be to God. There's a saying that thorns have what? Roses have thorns, is it? Hallelujah. But when God makes things in their time, the roses don't have thorns. Hallelujah. You know, riches without toil. A blessing, you know, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and has no toil. Has no what? Yeah. Sorrow. Glory be to God. The appointed time will come. Okay? It will come. Hallelujah. And when it comes, you will say that man, look at what the Lord has done. He has made everything beautiful in its time. So relax this Christmas. Glory be to God. Do what? Relax this Christmas and in the days to come until the fullness of time. Relax. Rest in the Lord. Hope in him because he's faithful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. And for some of you, you understand. Actually, even when things haven't yet happened, the other things is doing for you. But do you know that just even having that promise, do you know that you should give thanks for it? Do you know what it means for God to tell you something? That's awesome. Glory be to God. Amen. This year, I haven't gotten a new car. I haven't gotten a new car. I'm telling the truth. I'm a prosperous guy, but I haven't gotten a new car. You understand? I haven't gotten, something that, you know, New Vision can write about. You understand? You know, but, you know, I was telling some people some months ago, that I maybe haven't gotten material things. But the info God has given me this year, First of all, now, you see now, the precious of such info is that maybe it has saved my car. You know, just imagine if I didn't have that info, man. Eh? Info which is none of your, it is actually your business. But some of you just decided that it's not your business. And those are yours. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, now that info, man. You know, so God is doing so many things for you. But anyway, just the promise that is going to, you need to give thanks. Hallelujah. And that's why I guess God, at the beginning of the year, he said there will be a Thanksgiving service at the end of the year. You remember that dream from Andrew? Jean had a dream yesterday about that Thanksgiving service. Hallelujah. So God, man, the promise hasn't yet been fulfilled, but he expects you to thank him. Hallelujah. He expects you to thank him, not only for that, but also for the things he has done for you in the meantime. Glory be to God. Amen. But that promise will come to pass. Hallelujah. In the fullness of what? Of time. Glory be to God. You are the rose of
Sharon. Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.